Next patient is Mary Bedenfield. The last name is Bedenfield. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old female that we've been following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 3A. The patient remains with the serum creatinine that is 1.1, the BUN of 19, and an estimated EFR that is 48 mLs per minute. The fasting blood sugar is 100. This patient has an albumin of 4.1, and the uric acid is less than 6. Liver function test with a normal limit, no EVS or hypercalcemia. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a osteoarthritis that is affecting the right hip and the right knee. An x-ray was consistent with osteoarthritic changes in the right hip as well as in the right knee. In view of the presence of a persistent pain and being unstable to walk, we are going to refer the case to Dr. Alvarez for further evaluation. Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z, like in Zulu. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The total cholesterol is 106, the HDL 39, and the LDL 51. Following number, the patient has peripheral vascular disease that at the present time is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a history of stroke in the past associated to aneurysm that had to be intervened. The patient was at Tampa General Hospital. She has been followed by the neurosurgeon. However, after 5 years, the patient was discharged from the service. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spent 7 minutes of the time reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, we established that the patient has the assessment for depression is consistent with a major problem, and for that reason we are going to change the administration of citalopram, and we are going to use Zoloft 100 milligrams on a daily basis that was called to the pharmacy. We spent 25 minutes with this patient assessing the condition, and in the documentation 7 minutes.